My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And we are joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, was in the middle of all the big stories yesterday at Steelers practice. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Jeff, we were talking about Cam Hayward in the last segment. We played back some of the audio. It really seems like nothing has happened there. You believe him, you take him at his word. And what was his demeanor like in addition to the words that did come out of his mouth?
I don't know if he was, I don't know if frustrated is fair, but you know, a little bit concerned. I mean, it's something he wants to have done. I mean, you heard in what he said about how he wants to be a one helmet guy, how he wants to be with the Steelers. I think everyone at their job probably feels like, hey, you know, look at all the, if you've done what he's done, you think, all right, I don't care what else is going on. Like I want to have this behind me. I want to be able to know what my future is. So I think there's a little bit of concern. That doesn't mean a deal won't get done. But you know, I buy into what he was saying, and I thought, you know, for a lot of other guys, you know, he showed off his captain, the reason that he's a captain by going through all the drills and all the things he said is why he didn't hold in.
Jeff, what are some other takeaways from yesterday that you really maybe caught your eye or caught your ear?
Jalen Warren saying he's going to practice on Monday and that he feels good about potentially playing. Roman Wilson could practice on Monday. You know, that's a good sign. And Troy Faltano is just like, hey, I'm kind of expecting to go Monday. And he was able to do some very small individual work. I don't know. I think, you know, September 8th is a way long shot. But at least, you know, you hear the injury news with Seumalo. But at least for those guys, like that came off to me as like, okay, like this is the injuries aren't all bad news, and some of these guys are going to be back maybe sooner, or a couple might be ready, or at least Jalen might be ready for the game in Atlanta.
Isaac Seumalo looks like he's going to miss about a month. We'll see. That's what the reporting is coming out of the Post-Gazette, coming out from Adam Schefter. Big loss. I mean, I think he's clearly their best offensive lineman. Who takes over for him? Who gets first crack?
I think Spencer Anderson gets first crack. When we saw in camp, you know, the first guy that would come in, if he had a day off, if they needed something, you know, if he or Daniels had time off, it was Anderson. As camp went on, you saw a little bit more of Mason, and I think Mason's starting to feel more comfortable. But I would think Spencer Anderson, listen, this dude's a seventh-round pick. He's played every position in college. He's worked at every different position, but they've been focusing him at guard. The sad thing is, I mean, for Nate Herbig, this is the perfect opportunity where you could have slid him over to guard right, and put Zach in. But unfortunately, he's unavailable. And I think Spencer will – and listen, they really like Spencer Anderson. He's a seventh-round pick they kept last year. They were trying to find a spot for him as a, you know, a swing guy. And now he's going to get an opportunity most likely to prove himself.
If Sayamalu were healthy, do you think they would have considered moving him to guard? Because there were a lot of people that seemed to like him – not Sayamalu, excuse me, Faletonu. A lot of people seemed to like him as a guard coming out of college.
I would say with all the work they've given him at tackle, probably not. Not in this situation. You know, if they had more time, if it was early in camp, maybe that would, that'd be something that they would consider. But I don't think at this point they would.
Okay.
Jeff, I mean, we got college football on Saturday. I mean, we'd be remiss not to ask you about that. But I do want to ask you about Heather Lake. Have you heard any update, anything that is going on with that situation on your end?
Yeah, nothing confirmed at this point with Heather. There's a lot of talk around her, and you know she's done a ton for the university. So there's a lot of chatter, but nothing new as the season kicks off on Saturday.
Jeff, I don't know how much Pitt practice you've seen. I don't know what you're allowed to say, but Cade Bell talked yesterday and said their goal is to run a play every 7 seconds. Ambitious or doable for these guys, do you think?
I think they just want to give Doran some cardio work.
Seriously. My lips.
I think ambitious, but from everything they say, listen, here's how it works for us. We can watch up until the point it gets really good at Pitt practice.
Yeah.
Then they kick us out. So we watch all the individual stuff. So even for us, you know, we haven't seen that, you know, that offense really run at this point. But you look what he did at Western Carolina. I mean, they ran fast. There'll be times they'll slow it down. You know, they'll be purposeful in what they're doing, you know, if they have a lead, those type of things. But they do want to run tempo, and they've been practicing it, and they think it's an advantage for them to use in games. Maybe against Kent, they don't run it as much. Maybe they, for competitive reasons, we'll see how the game goes. But yeah, they're gonna move it. And obviously, you know, they've got a quarterback situation to solve, and you know they're gonna do everything they can to try to find that quarterback before they go to Cincinnati.
Jeff, does West Virginia have a chance Saturday?
I think they have a chance at home. I think they have a chance. It's all those cliches that you hear, got to win the turnover battle. All those little things have to happen, but I think they have a chance. I do think, though, Penn State is a very good football team.
I think I've got the perfect strategy here, guys, on how West Virginia can win that game. We know how Penn State has struggled with Michigan over the years under James Franklin. Maybe someone takes his glasses off him. Going into the stadium, a little blurry, a little fuzzy. He sees the blue and gold, and he starts thinking it's Michigan. Maybe he out-coaches himself. I think that's a hell of a strategy.
Put Connor Stallions in the stands.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be a big football lover, that Stallions. Jeff, really good stuff, man. We appreciate your time, and next week we'll be talking about Pitt game in the rearview mirror and looking ahead to the Steelers, man. Looking forward to it.
It'll be game week for the NFL. Let's go.
We're here. We're back.
Thank you, Jeff.
See you guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
He's the man.
I got not a question for you, but I do have something that just sparked in my mind.
You made a face.
Yeah, because it just kind of clicked. Like, okay, how did Herbig get hurt in practice?
I thought he got hurt. I can't.
Did Sayamalu get hurt in practice? Because these are two pec injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's lifting, that's three major injuries from this new strength staff for the Steelers. Russell Wilson being the first one of a pulled calf, and then two pec injuries if it was the lifting and the performance side
of it. Well, the interesting thing to me about Sayamalu is they've really protected him during camp.
Right.
Like, he was getting a lot of veteran time off. That's when Spencer Anderson would work in there. Like, they know how important he is, and they were treating him as such, and he still winds up hurting the pec. And for an offensive line, correct me if I'm wrong, That's as bad as, I mean, that's awful.
Right. I mean, that's terrible. I mean, you have to reach, you got to block, you know.
And he's not going to be able to maintain his strength over the next month. He's not going to be able to lift, not be able to do anything.
I do wonder if it was strength training, because that is three major injuries, and this is a new strength staff.
What are the three?
Well, Russell Wilson with the calf and pushing the sled. And then if it's Herbig with the pec and they're benching or doing something different. And then it's Sam Allo. Like, if it is that, like, that is something to be that I'm monitoring if I'm Mike Tomlin, because it's a new strength staff. And you got three guys that are majorly injured. Like, what are we doing in the weight room? If that is that. I don't know if it
well,
is.
Well, I mean,
I know one is.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we don't need any confirmation to know that it was a terrible idea with what they were doing with Russell Wilson. That's for damn sure.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.